Okay, so that was really different from this morning. I think those of you that were ready, I know there's a couple of people who were on this morning who are also on again tonight, and very different, but that's how it's supposed to be. So for those of you that, a couple of things with the hypothalamus is we said that you may feel different, or that you may be experiencing in this next little while is one, a release of emotions, because the hypothalamus is a gland that kind of oversees emotions. Also, you may find differences in your eating patterns and your hunger and thirst. I would advise you to just feel the connection more with your body. And when you feel full, stop eating, especially over this Christmas holiday where people kind of get a little bit crazy with eating lots of foods. Really pay attention to that, because what we've assisted in doing here tonight is resetting the hypothalamus. That will reset your quote-unquote hunger so that it's more in tune with your body's needs as opposed to eating for emotional or eating just for pleasure. So, but to do that, when you feel full, stop eating. Don't force yourself to finish eating something, because then what you're doing is start resetting hypothalamus at a higher need for food. And that is the same for drinking liquids as well, all right? What you might also experience is a change in sleeping patterns. So once again, when at all possible, when you feel at night, when you're starting to feel tired and sleepy, follow that. Okay, so let your body rest. Okay, for emotions, some of you that might have some deep emotions coming up over the next few days, or even tonight, it might have started for you tonight. A couple of weeks ago, I introduced the HAP technique that James taught at his programs, which is the hypothalamus. Good night, honey. Hypothalamus, adrenals, and pituitary. So that's my son coming to give me a kiss. Good night. Hypothalamus, adrenal, and pituitaries, which I will just quickly go over right now because we may also be using it during the call. You're welcome to go listen to the call that I did. It's called Releasing Deep Emotions, I believe. It's up in the interview section or the clearing section of the Masterpiece Life website. But it's a very simple procedure where you take your first three fingers and you take the tips, or as James calls them, the tip-tips, because the tip-tips of your fingers have a very strong positive charge, and that is your body's charge. And the best healer for you is actually your energy. And what you would do is you take your right hand and you would gently rest your three fingers on the bridge of your nose between your two brows so that it's pointing inward. And that way what you're doing basically is you're redirecting your body to send a positive energy charge to the hypothalamus, the adrenals, and the pituitary gland. And then you take your other hand, your left hand, and you put your three fingers on your Adam's apple. And you just stay there and just breathe gently into it. And this assists to bring up deep emotions that you may not specifically know have been buried for a long time. Okay, so that's just before we kind of go into the individual sessions. All right? You ready, James?
Yep.